other part.
I have the amendment.
Well, my mother wants, and I thought it was.
Great.
Already.
The Senate Committee on Rules and Administration will come to order. We have two bills before us. First one is Senate File 2496. It has been here before. It's Senator Rummel's bill, and I suggested that she did not need to be here because we had seen the bill and she had explained it to us before. It did go to back to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee processed it, and the only issue before us is having members of the legislature on the committee. Or wait, is it members actually?
Yes,
two members of the Senate. And members, this is one that I would argue it probably makes some sense to have some legislators on, because if you look at the makeup of the bill, what Senator Rummel is trying to accomplish is interest with these various foundations in dealing with innovation research. And I think if there's enough interest shown in the legislature on this, I think she may be able, there may be some financial assistance by these various foundations. And so I think she's looking for credibility of the group. Senator Frederick.
Mr. Chairman, I was told by a couple individuals essentially the same thing, that if there aren't legislators on here, these other organizations may not show up to engage fully in it. Important legislators are on this for it to be effective. Is the motion to sustain the recommendation from the Finance Committee?
No, I think now it's a motion to that the bill be passed as recommended.
I'll make that motion.
Amendment. Senator Frederickson, okay. Okay, let's pass out an amendment. There's an A5. Let's take a look at that. Oh, this puts it in the form that we want it, with the subcommittee on committees making the appointments, not the majority leader and minority leader.
I move the amendment.
Senator Frederickson does move the A5. We'll wait for members to review it quickly.
Greg, got one?
Okay, so this is kind of our boilerplate language. Okay, on the Frederick motion on the A5, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Now Senator Frederickson renews his motion that Senate File 2496 as amended be recommended to pass. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, motion adopted. Okay, then the final bill is Senate File 70, Senator Rest Constitutional Amendment for Judges Retention. And I believe you have a technical amendment.
I think Mr. Watson has it. We made copies as well. Mr. Chairman, it has to do with cleaning up the language and the effective date.
Senator Cohen moves the A28. So, Senator Cohen?
Yes.
Okay. Senator Rest, explain it.
The language that was in the, that had been added as the effective date, had repeated some phrases, and what Mr. Watson did was go in and take the repetition of the phrase about when the constitutional amendment was, if it was adopted. The effect is no change in what it would have and what the intent was.
Discussion on the A28. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Okay, then we have a motion to, is there any further discussion on, Senator Cohen?
I was going to move that.
Senator Cohen moves that the Senate File 70 as amended be recommended to pass.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Rest.
If I may, you do have two handouts that I just wanted to make sure the committee was aware of, and that there is a letter dated April 26 from Mr. Brisbois, which is a response to the criticisms, some of the criticisms that the committee heard last time around when the bill was before you, particularly criticisms from Mr. Wurzel. And then there's also a letter from the Minnesota Catholic Conference, which is in support of the bill, and it's just for your information.
Okay, we have the CAFA conference one. Is the other one here also?
It's dated April 26th.
It is here. Okay, okay. The other
just,
one is
it's
here.
Just for your okay. Information.
Okay, and then I think it's a fair assessment, Senator Ress, that unless the House decides to process something, it's unlikely that we would take this up on the Senate floor if it does get there. Is that kind of your intent, or...?
Mr. Chairman, as you are so fond of saying, the Senate is its own body, and you're taking an action today, and we don't presume to tell the House what to do.
So on the Cohen motion that Senate File 70 be recommended to pass as amended, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed. Motion is adopted.
Thank you very much,
Thank you,
Mr.
Senator
Chairman.
Members, that's the end of our work for today. Thank you for coming at short notice. I think, though, since this floor session ended so quickly that I thought we'd get a meeting in without Senator Watson, without Hatzel Watson, but didn't quite make it. He found us in the Capitol. Meeting adjourned.
You changed the time and the location.
Time. That's where we changed the time and the location.
Avoid it.